This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
And welcome to Party Line. We are live again this morning at the Clinton County 4-H Fair on a Thursday morning. We've been here all week, and we will be here the rest of the week, today and tomorrow. I want to thank our Party Line sponsors, starting off here, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antique, Step Back into a Simple Time, and Clinton County DailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. And a special thanks to Brian Buchanan, the state senator from Lebanon, helping us out for Party Line sponsorship here at the fair. So going on today, they've got the Llama Showmanship going on right now at the CIS Livestock Show Arena. I saw some llama over there right now just a couple minutes ago. They'll have the tractor driving contest at 9 o'clock this morning. Going on until noon, all the non-sale animals are removed from the grounds right now. And then Supreme Showman tonight at 6 p.m., also at the Livestock Show Arena, and then Battle of the Barns around 8 o'clock tonight. Joining me here to start things off is Aaron Ping. Aaron, thanks for setting us up last night here on WILO for a nice little...
Sorry, I'm Matt Neal.
Oh, Matt, okay, I'm sorry. I mean, some of you guys that I've not met or anything, I've not, I don't know, I haven't got everybody figured out yet. I apologize, Matt. But last night they set us up really nice over here for our WILO booth, and we had our buddy night out here. So was you here last night? Was you able to see looked like a pretty good crowd.
Yes, we were very pleased last night. We talked to Huseman's at the end of the night and said the buddy night was a tremendous success, and we have been very pleasantly surprised with all the wonderful comments we've had from community members. We were kind of cleaning up last night and ran into some folks that visited the fair, and they have had the great comments and said that, you know, the best fair they've been to in years.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that the last couple of years, this fair board's been trying to get a little better each year after a couple of years of not the best. You know, they took over and it was in kind of rough shape, and maybe financially, and it didn't look the best either, did it? So I know they've been working really hard the last couple of years.
Yeah, we really have, and we're blessed. We have a board that has great vision, mm-hmm. and we have support of our commissioners and our county council, and they see the need for and the opportunity for improvement going into the future, right, with the possibility of new facilities to, you know, make this fairgrounds an attraction for outside businesses to come in. You know, there is a lot of potential with, you know, our factory parks and big businesses come into our community. You know, this fairgrounds can be a great asset for our community. We just need to get our vision in place and keep moving forward to improve the grounds constantly. And I think we keep doing that. You know, we're going to attract new things, which would be great for the economy of Frankfort.
And I know already, like the Edward Jones Building and Clinton Hall and stuff, you've been renting that out for occasional, you know, like maybe a wedding reception or some other events that we've had on WILO. We've rented that before as well. And it's just getting the word out there, isn't it, marketing that?
It really is. And, you know, as you said, there were a few rough years where, you know, some building maintenance and some ground maintenance you know, may have kind of got neglected or on the back burner, but, you know, now it's kind of catching sight. And you know, the seven of us that are on the board right now, we see the need, mm-hmm. Going future for our kids and grandkids. And you know, the harness racing was a tremendous success the last couple of days. And We just couldn't be more pleased with the direction that we're headed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one thing. I didn't get a chance to see the harness racing. We were busy at our booth. I think that started around 6. I heard some cheers and stuff, but Jamie was going to try to put me in the saddle of one of them, but I was too busy.
Yeah, we had the State Fair Queen out for a visit, and she visited Frito-Lay, and I believe they we had a gentleman out here, drone, taking pictures, and they put him in the front of that, and he was, you could see pictures nose to nose with that horse off the starting gate.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, that's one thing I've not had a chance to see is the harness racing. I know it's been here the last couple of years and really in full force. It just seems like it never works into my schedule, but I really want to see that sometime.
You know, and if you haven't seen it, it is a really neat event. They're amazing animals. You know, to be honest with you, I was surprised on how big harness racing is in Indiana.
Right.
Down in, you know, the state fairgrounds and Anderson and the betting tracks, you know, we're starting to get a lot more trainers come from the Anderson area that this track is close because they love the track that we have. We have a great asset in this horse track being an all-weather facility. I mean, it rained there Tuesday, and they still raced.
Right, right. Yeah, they was talking about how awesome our track is. So what about the this llama show? Could you tell me anything about that?
Yeah, the llama show has a very, very wonderful group led by Elaine Brovant and some of her volunteers. And I believe today they're doing some like obstacle course and showing, and some owners of these llamas shown all over the country, and they bring in lease animals, give 4-H'ers an opportunity to get involved, and they do great teaching clinics. I know earlier this year, Elaine Brovant brought in you know, a big llama clinic to her fairgrounds and taught new kids, you know, about the project of llamas and how to show them and what's the proper things to do.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. They was talking about that a little bit yesterday. So what can we expect the next couple days here at the fair? I had a list here, but of course we got the midway each night here, and this will be going on through Saturday. Is that right then?
That is correct. And like this morning you'd mentioned, we have the tractor driving contest, which my 11-year-old son happens to be involved in today.
Yeah.
And what they do is throughout the year they meet up out at Paul Dorsey sometimes, and they got some courses set up, and they teach the kids about parts on engines and how to take care of, check the oil, you know, where are the parts on your engine. So, you know, it's a great learning process too. And then it culminates with a tractor driving course, so they get to test their skills of what they've learned throughout the year. And they set up a little course, and the kids have to navigate it depending upon their age and what division they're in. All, you know, anywhere from garden tractors all the way up to back and wagons in a spot.
Right.
And, you know, and then later on tonight we have in the grandstands we have the Levi Riggs concert, which that's an exciting new addition. It is free to the public. You know, we're really trying to get events that people of all walks of our community can come out and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I didn't realize until a couple days in is that parking's free, and that's not the case at every county fair.
No, it is, and you know, with we've been making some changes. You know, we've been able to acquire a lot more space at the south end of the fairgrounds and the what I call the old state highway department and EMS and EMA. You know, they've been gracious enough to block some areas off so we can create more parking for people that want to come out and see, and it is free. You know, the north end of the horse track, they can come in the main gate and take a left, and they can park right around the track in the grass. And so this year we've really created a lot more parking space, so please, you know, if you can't find a space somewhere, go to the other side. You know, there is plenty of space to park.
Right, right. That's been an issue, I know. What about that pretty EMA building out there?
Yeah, that is part of our new infrastructure. I know, I'm pretty sure the new hospital's going to be coming in before too long, and that was part of that plan to get the EMA up closer to the hospital for ambulances and emergency services. And you know, we really kind of hope that once that move is in place, that we as a fair council can maybe, you know, use some of the old space that would benefit us also. So I think, you know, there wouldn't be wasted money.
Right. Or space, right?
Absolutely. space is definitely a need for storage. And, you know, if we can get some more storage down here with the old EMA and the old highway department, then we can open some of these barns up and create more rental opportunities to bring income into our county.
So we're always looking forward over the next year. I know this is something that the Fair Board and Council and everything works year-round on. Is that still what you're going to be doing over the next year, just working to, and just educating yourself and try to find better, bigger things?
Absolutely. We are continuing to move forward, you know, each year afterwards. You know, I know we're working very closely with the 4-H Council and what's going on with 4-H. And, you know, when things settle down, we're gonna get back together in meetings and put our heads together and say, okay, ask that question. What can we do better? How can we get better? We got to continue to get better.
Mm-hmm. I interviewed a couple people of the 4-H Council yesterday, and that's a good group of people, too. Big help for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's the one thing that, you know, 4-H and this is all about. It is volunteerism.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's one of the reasons I got involved. It's a chance to get involved and do something for your community. You know, the 4-H Council, yes, when putting on a fair, there are some hiccups, but boy, everybody just steps right up and say, okay, how do we solve the problem and, you know, accommodate and do the best we can as fast as we can.
I made the mistake of asking one lady what all she does, and it was about a 7-minute answer.
I am sure. I've had that question asked of me before, and I'm like, what do I do? I'm really not sure. Whatever needs to be done.
Yeah. That seems to be the theme with everybody here, just everybody stepping up. I heard a lot of people talking yesterday about how it's more of a family, and, you know, nobody says that's not my job.
Absolutely, and you know, to your community listeners out there, even if you don't want to be involved on the fair, you know, an official spot or anything, we are always looking for volunteers. There are always projects that can be done. We're looking for people. We've had a few people from the community come up to us during this week saying, you know, I want to get my kids involved and teach them about volunteerism and giving back to their community. So we're like, hey, we meet the first and third Wednesday of every month at 6 o'clock in the Edward Jones Building. Come to a meeting. We will work with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't turn anyone away, I don't think.
Absolutely not. I, you know, before I got on this council, I never realized that being a 10-year 4-H member all those years ago, how much work goes into putting this fair on.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it just doesn't happen, right?
It doesn't happen overnight. It's a year-round process.
So what about the county commissioners and some other officials who have helped you guys out? I know it seems like every time we talk to them in the studio, they're just really supportive of you guys.
They really are. You know, Commissioner Woods and Commissioner Shoemaker and Commissioner Hewitts, and as well as the county council, you know, they're meeting with us trying to help us improve. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's one great change that we've had from years past, is we've got their support, and they realize that there is an opportunity and a need for our community out here, and they are continuously working to see, hey, what kind of grants or what kind of things can we do to reinvest in the infrastructure of this fairgrounds for the future. And it's a continuous process, and change doesn't happen overnight, but we're continuing to move forward.
I know we got a couple grants in the last couple of years. What's the status of the grandstands here, getting those repainted?
To be honest with you, I am not exactly sure, but I know the commissioners and the council are working diligently to come up with a plan to redo the grandstands and, you know, get it user friendly and back up to code and basically just make it look nice and make it inviting so that we can host even more events.
Right. I didn't get a chance to come, but my girlfriend brought the kids the other night to the demo derby, and that was their first chance, and that was pretty packed there, you know, a good turnout.
Absolutely. The demolition derby is attracts a great crowd. You know, it's exciting.
Yeah.
I guess everybody in their own mind loves to see things get crashed
up.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good time. So, All right. Well, Matt, I appreciate you coming over this morning. We've still got about 15 minutes left in the first portion here. Anything else you care to share other than just inviting folks out? And
well, absolutely. You know, please come out and check out the changes. And, you know, if you see a council member, give us suggestions. We are very open-minded. We want to improve. We want to hear what you have to say and ideas. We will not turn any away, and we take it in, and you know, we want to give back to what the community wants to see out here as part of our vision.
Yeah, you can't claim to know it all, right? Some of the great ideas could just come from just a suggestion.
Hey, you know, we've created this Junior Fair Council with some young teenagers, and with the creation of that, they've taken on some projects, you know, creating the kitty corner this year in the pallet maze. That was the brainchild of the Junior Fair Council. So, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are. If you've got a good idea, and, you know, we sure look to implement it.
Right. Well, I appreciate your time, man. I'm going to talk to Keegan here for a minute.
Thank you
very much for coming over this morning. We'll be talking to Jamie Blacker in a few minutes. And also, let's see, I've got my schedule here somewhere of who we're going to talk to. Give me just one second. In the second portion of Party Line this morning, I am expecting some of the fair queens here about any time. And then we'll also have the second portion, Scott Shoemaker and Alan Dunn and Jamie Blacker talking about some of the things that Matt and I just talked about getting things moving for the future. Keegan, thanks for coming over this morning. I need to kill a few minutes here. How you been doing? What happened yesterday in your life here?
Well, so I had a pretty good day yesterday in the swine show. Reserve lightweight crossbearer, reserve medium weight crossbearer, and then I had a third place class winner, or a third place class, and the crosses, and then I had reserve York. So it was a pretty good day yesterday.
So what are you doing the rest of the time? You get to set back on autopilot and kind of watch now?
I wish. I mean, you got to clean pens and get stuff ready, and then all my stuff's going to state fair, so you got to keep them rolling for that. And 2 weeks away is a really short time.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it. So you've been to the state fair before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's that experience like?
It's amazing. I mean, it's a good fair. Honestly, what they're trying to do is awesome. They're trying to replicate OYE, which is the Oklahoma Youth Expo, which is the major show in Oklahoma. And I mean, with the whole grand drive scheme and everything there, they're doing a great job with it, and they're making changes and improving and keeping things rolling, and I think they're doing a great job, and it's really fun experience.
That's pretty cool. So how long, that usually goes on a couple weeks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's about 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. And you, so you'll be taking some of your animals there to the state fair, and what's the best you've ever done at the state fair?
We got third overall as a family 1 year.
So you enjoy that. I think you told me you're going to Oklahoma State here in a couple of years, right?
Yes, sir.
And then what was the reserve? What are you doing after that? Would you go to?
Oh, yeah. So I'm going through the ROTC program. So I'll go through training, go through college at the same time. So that way I come out as an officer in the Air Force and then move on from there and hopefully become a parajumper.
All right. Very good. Well, I appreciate that. So what would you tell the people who are listening here about the changes you've probably seen over the last couple of years here at the fairgrounds?
Well, as a junior fair council member, we've been doing the same thing as the fair council has, you know, trying to make changes, trying to improve. One of the little things we do that we've had a lot of good comments about is we put doors on the bathrooms mm-hmm. instead of the curtains, so that was our thing. And, I mean, everybody loves that, which is good and, you know, helps. And then we tore out the whole side of the show barn and mulched it and, you know, put decorations up there to make the show barn look really nice and really popping. And then just little things like simple improvements to the speakers. I mean, that's a big deal right now, is because the speaker system hasn't been the greatest in the past, and we've amped that up, and everybody's been talking good about it this year. But yeah, it's mainly the little things that we've been trying to improve on little by little, and then hopefully, you know, make it really good.
What is the pallet maze? I saw it last night when I was over there, but and Matt was talking about it a minute ago. What is that?
So, I mean, it's a maze made with pallets, and we put it together, found a design, laid it out, and as far as I've seen, the kids are loving it. You know, that whole kitty corner, actually, I mean, they're loving it, and that's a junior fair council idea. And started early and just made a bunch of ideas how to get more of the kids involved and excited about the 4-H fair and all that good stuff. So hopefully when they get of age, they can come show at the county fair too.
Kind of give them their own little corner, like you said, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Keegan, thanks for everything you do, man. You're a sharp guy, and we're glad to have you around.
Thank you.
Jamie wants to say something, too. Good morning, Jamie.
Last night when I was leaving the fairgrounds at midnight,
Yeah. You
guys were replaying the radio from yesterday, and Keegan was on. I just thought that was a great interview. He's a great representation of Clinton County and on our junior fair council, and we continue to get more kids like Keegan coming through Clinton County, which is going to be really exciting. I just wanted to tell you that was just a great interview, and he's just a great kid, and we're excited about him being on our junior fair council.
Yeah, I would echo that. And I heard him talking to Melissa, too. He's been on the radio. I may have to put him on the payroll, like Melissa said. So
he's got a radio voice.
He does, yeah. Well, come back and see me after you graduate.
All right, we'll do.
Thanks a lot, Keegan. We appreciate that and everything you've done, too. So, Jamie, we're a little over halfway done with the fair here. I know you probably heard me talking to Matt coming in. Seems like pretty good turnout last night for our buddy night.
Oh, yes. Last night was probably the biggest night in the fair. I was back in this wine area for most of the evening, and then when I had a chance to get up front, when I was going up on the golf cart, I could tell we had a great evening by the amount of trash.
Right.
And Paul Huseman guys were out cleaning up the carnival, and then of course this morning Sheriff Kelly will get us some help from the jail, and they'll spruce this place up, but they're gonna have a little bit of work to do this morning.
Right. Well, so the second half here we're going to talk a little official stuff with some officials like Scott and Alan and yourself. I was talking to Matt a little bit. It really is great with the county council and commissioners, you guys having that full support from them.
Oh, absolutely. I can't be more excited about where we're headed. All three commissioners in the last, this last quarter have met with us a couple times. We're talking about how we're going to do this, and I think here in a little bit we'll go through some of those ideas. It's going to take some money, but we're really excited about that. But for tonight, you know, come out to the fair. We have a lot of exciting things. I heard you talking about the lineup, but hoops at the fair in the Edward Jones building. I don't know if you got the chance to step in there last night.
I did get some pulled pork last night.
And they're doing great meals. Each night that number just keeps increasing. So I think as people find out about it, it's a great avenue to come out and enjoy the fair. It's going to be extremely hot the next 3 days. Yeah. So we want to remind everybody to stay hydrated. I think we're going to work on some kind of plan to make sure people do have water. 4-H has done a great job. I know some of the shows they're doing back here, there'll be tubs of water as the kids go in and out of the arena, so that they just ask people to donate to, and they just put that money right in, or that water, or money towards the water, and the kids will have a fresh drink when they come out. We've done really well with the animals so far. With the extreme heat, we've had to amend the schedule for leaving at times. Most of the animals will be gone. Going to be gone today, except for the auction animals for tomorrow night. Of course, llamas are here through tomorrow, so we're being very precautionary through that. We're working with Tippecanoe County right now. They are moving into their fair this week. They called and asked if they could borrow a set of scales because they're trying to be proactive on moving into their fair and being so hot. So they have like three times the amount of hogs we do.
Right.
So they've acquired scales from the surrounding counties so they can weigh those hogs in a lot quicker on Friday evening, I think it is, when they're going to do it, when it's cooler than they normally do during the day. So kudos to them for being proactive for their animals and their kids. And then I know Benton County has been proactive that they're going to move their animals in after 8 p.m. to midnight, and then they're going to start their show the next night.
Okay.
And then everything has to go home. So they're going to be there less than 24 hours just because we're getting ready to go into an, you know, excessive heat area.
Right.
And we got to take those. You got to have fun. You got to have a county fair, but you got to make sure that be safe about it. That's right.
Yeah, so this will be some of the hottest weather we've seen in 8 years.
Yeah, and I don't think any of us are used to it.
No.
With the spring we had, you know, it was really cold and damp. And then, you know, here summer hit, and then now it's really cold or really hot. But we have some avenues where you can cool off. This year we've, Clinton Hall, we've actually put a sign on Clinton Hall. we found out through suggestions of people, not everybody grew up in Clinton County. You know, mm-hmm. I've been here my whole life. I always knew that was Clinton Hall. There was never a sign on that. That I remember.
Right.
So we put a sign on there so people would know where Clinton Hall is. But my point is, we've worked on getting air conditioning in there. It's not ice cold, but it's tolerable. You know, you're not sitting in there sweating. So the Extension Homemakers and all that group sit in there, Farm Bureau, every time I walk in there, they just keep, you know, coming up to me and going, thank you, thank you. So I think we can really build upon the businesses of Clinton County. We have a lot more in there than we did in years past. And I think we can tighten up and even create more space, but having that air conditioning is great. And then, of course, I said, you know, mentioned Hoops, come get a nice sit-down meal tonight. I don't have it in front of me. I don't remember what it is, but it'll be good, I guarantee you. Because
yeah, right.
I went and had baked steak on Tuesday night with the State Fair Queen's dad after our tour throughout the day, and it was really good. And he's like, man, I needed that. That was awesome. So,
And that's really good air conditioning in that.
That's right. And him and his wife, he was having a conversation. They've been to 37 fairs, and she has 10 more to go, you know, before the Indiana State Fair. So he was extremely nice and had great things to say about our county. We had a great tour with the Queen on Tuesday. We attended Frito-Lay. They had a really nice tour set up for us. The employees were awesome. They all wanted to get their picture taken with the State Fair Queen. Of course, our Clinton County Queen, Maggie Elmore. And I shouldn't have mentioned the State Fair Queen's name is Hallie Schultz from Benton County. And she's a great young lady. She's like halfway through Purdue. I think you'll see her doing outstanding things. Her dad told me that she'll probably be, you know, working towards, you know, putting on queen pageants and stuff, maybe even nationally. That's what she wants to do, and she just has that niche. And as the day went on, she just, you know, her personality. We went to Camp Column. She was extremely shocked. She's from flat Benton County. I mean, they have a few hills, and they have a lot of windmills.
Right.
But she said, I've drove through Clinton County so many times in my life, I just never came into Clinton County because they go through on the interstate. And when we went out near Mulberry to Camp Collins, she had no idea that Clinton County had some rolling hills and everything that goes on out there with the observatory. And even for myself, it's been a while since I've been there. It's really neat. Russ Casper has put a tremendous amount of time in out there and money.
Right.
And along with, I can't name everybody that's out there. Hoppy, I mean, he was great. He told a story to both queens, and I think Maggie's standing here behind me, but that one story she might borrow for the Indiana State Fair because it was pretty neat, wasn't it, Maggie? So I'm going to get off here. These guys are here now, the Queens, and we'll let them talk, and then I'll get back on with Scott and Alan, you know, here in a little bit, and we'll talk about more about the fair. Thanks, Kevin.
Jamie, thank you. We'll go ahead and take our first break here on Party Line, and we'll do that in just a minute after we thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back with more Party Line on WILO.